This is G9IWH, Golf 9, India Whiskey Hotel, on frequency for the ADRA net. Anyone up for it yet? From amateur radio station, G9IWH.
G9WIH, I do believe it was here. Whiskey India Hotel, yeah. That's G1AZ here, and it's another fine evening, say. Anyway, is that you, Harold? Only your signal's a bit weaker than it usually is around this time.
Ah, G1AZ from G9IWH back there. Good to work you, of course. I don't know why my signal should be significantly weaker at your QTH, Colin, but you never know these days, do you? Sometimes I have no problems at all in your neck of the woods, but other times I can't hear a dicky bird. But it's those European stations battling onto each other. It's a right noise, it really is. I can't make a damn word that they're saying or going on about it. It's absolute gibberish, it is. It makes this neck quite difficult sometimes. But anyway, back she comes to you, Colin, from G9IWH.
Oh, righto, Harold,
Yeah, G9WIH from G1AZ.
Yeah, you're quite right there, hit the nail on the head, really. Those Europeans, they might as well be speaking a foreign language. You can never understand them anyway. Anyway, used to know who we was on when we were starting this net. Never heard any of these funny voices either. Stable signals then too, not like now. Mind you, the sun still affects the conditions, and it doesn't it? Always has. It's the amount of radiation into the sky that does it. But it never used to be this bad here on 80, and they proved ages ago about all that radiation in the sky changing things. But you know what annoys me nowadays? You got to think about it, Harold. With all those foreigners, we're just hearing them all now, and just think about all the radiation putting into the sky. I mean, that's got to have an effect, hasn't it? You'd think they'd be using the regulations to put a stop to it, but it just goes on. And it's all the time now, isn't it? You can't even have a quick chat anymore. It was never like that in my day. When we started up, you know, it's the power too, you know. I remember that KW2000 I was using when we started, and it had a couple of pentodes, 6146s in the final. You tuned them right and you got nearly 85 watts out of them. Well, it was a bit less on 15 and 10, of course, but that's the HF, of course, yeah? But that was enough to get everywhere you wanted. None of this 300 and 400 watt rigs then. I was there, and you just didn't need it. Oh, well, I suppose I'd better hand the microphone back to you, Harold. We should leave a bit of a pause to see if there's anyone else of the gang on the frequency yet. And anyway, I mustn't go on too long, otherwise people think I'm complaining all the time. And you know me, Harold, I'm not one for complaining at all, really. It isn't worth the effort, and it only gets people annoyed, and that's the last thing I'd want to do. We've all got to live here together, you know, and share the same frequency, so we mustn't hold on to it too long or anything. And anyway, I'll pass it back. Oh, sorry there, Harold. Oh, dear. Just passing it back. Sorry. I've got a bit of trouble there. I couldn't stop it. Had that quite a few days now. I've tried those lozenges, you know, those cough sweets you get from the chemist, but they don't do any good now. I reckon they're just schoolboys' sweets with a different label sticker on them, so they can say they cost more. It's just another wheeze on them. Blooming heck. Oh, sorry. It doesn't stop, you know that? Once I've started, it just seems to go on and on. There seems to be no end to it. I have found that if I have a stiff drink or two, then it seems to get better. And of course, I'm not a drinker, really, as you know. But I have taken to drinking three large whiskies now as of an evening. And you can hear that working when I'm speaking. I hardly cough at all then, so that must be good. Mind you, the XYL, Margaret, she's telling me I started snoring at night. But she's hearing things, you know. Women get like that. They think they hear all sorts of things. And still, it's the time of life on that, I suppose. After all, Maggie and me, we've been married 50 years now, and they change over time, don't they? Especially with the hearing. Same for all of us, I suppose. And I don't snore or anything, I know that. You get a sore mouth if you snore, and I know that because Barry told me. And there's nothing wrong with mine, I know for a start, so what she's hearing the night, I don't know. It's probably next door's cat messing about on the roof or something. They've got an orange tomcat, and that's always scuttering around the place, chasing birds and calling out, meowing and stuff. So, anyway, I better hand the mic back to you. I was just going to do that anyway, wasn't I? Yeah, yeah, that was just as I got that bit of cough. And, yeah, so let's see if there's anyone else in the net yet. Yeah, it's about time we got in and all that, isn't it? So back she comes from G1AZ.
G1AZ in the group, G7PRA, yeah? What's your calling? Got the most of you over here, no big problem, like, because you've got some around the S9 and a bit on top here in the rig. But G9 Whiskey, now, what was that, Richard up there, or is that Dick? Perhaps you could double up with your call sign again, because you was a bit weak here, like what Colin was saying. Only I weren't sure, because I couldn't copy all you over. A lot of noise on the frig and stuff. Let me put out a break, Colin. Let's see if he can call me, yeah? Copy me, yeah? G9, what's it? Come up again. Yes, G7 Bravo Radio. This is Golf 9 India Whiskey Hotel, G9IWH. Handles Harold this end. So, I'll copy and do give me your handle over, the next over this end. From G9IWH, India Whiskey Hotel. Ah, right, Golf 9 India Whiskey Hotel. Yeah, let me write that down. Yeah, that's all right. Arrow, wasn't it? Yeah. You're coming in here about S6 or 7, so it's just about copyable. Mind you, it's easier here because I'm running my new kilowatt power amplifier. Gets me out something like, well, better than just a Ken Branch 2RX 200 rig on its own. So naturally, I can hear you a lot better here, you see. Oh, yeah. Name's Barry here. That's Bravo Airwave Ready Yankum. So I hope you copy that, Harry. Got a microphone compressor going here, so the signal should be reasonable loud and that. Using a complete half-quarter wave Polish antenna here. Palmy brainpipe vertical. It is about 8 feet above the ground. What with my linear amplifier, it makes a pretty good setup. You know, I reckon you could do better with a lot of one of those, Harry. And it'll make your signal a lot bigger here than at the moment, like Colin was saying, with all that rubbish on the band, you know. But it isn't expensive either. I've got mine dead cheap, but you can't get them through the shops like, no. There's not many, because they're specials that they did for the BBC. I got a mate there, and he says they got too many in, so he can get a few out. So I said I'd help him get rid of them. Nothing wrong with them either, nothing wrong. Brand new they are. Just a little bit of a scratch around the back where they have the serial dumper tag. But you don't need that. Anyway, let me know if you'd like one, because then I can tell my mate, and then he can go in with his van. Anyway, back she comes, G9IWH with a group, G7PRA. Right, G7PRA and G1AZ, and then the others from G9IWH. Good to work you as well, of course. The signal's a bit weaker with you as well. I'm sure I couldn't know why that should be the case. It is true about all that foreign interference on the band these days, to which Colin referred earlier on. I've just run the ordinary rig here, the Yes-No SM Topmaster 9400 Platinum Pro. I bought that a couple of years ago now, and I've not changed my antenna setup at all either. Just the folded dipole 80-meter 3-element beam on the old 50-foot Versa Truss tower in the corner of the back garden, and I've used that for ages. I don't have any linear amplifier in use here. I don't think it would help me very much, really. Not with this rig, anyway. And the antenna's quite reasonable, so I think I'll decline your very charitable offer, Barry. Although I'm quite sure you mentioned it with your best interests in mind. It could be something due to the building that's been going on here locally. Only 20 miles away from me, they're building a new shopping centre. And that has a few large and high buildings in it which could be in the way of my signal to your directions. I have to keep an eye on that. Even though it's only a small development with just a couple hundred shops in it, it's really a terrible thing to put up on the landscape, and there's no real need for it either. All of us up here in the Upper Horse with us have been against them right from the start. Actually, a fellow near us decided to mount a petition because of the bad impact it had on his view. But the authorities won't accept it. They said it's just a windows partition and it has to have 512 entries minimum. And there is a cluster of interest, but not enough in their sector of things, apparently. They must be a little soft-minded, I reckon. Anyway, I don't hog the time in the net, so I'll pass the mic round to the next, and let's leave a gap just in case anyone else wants to come on. So G1AZ, G7BRA, plus the others from G9IWH.
G7UPN on frequency, but next, just calling in actually. Right, G7UPN, I think it was, with the G7BRA and G9WIH. Yes, this is G1AZ in the net. Well, Harold, G9WH, you should be getting G7UPN with a good signal. He's not as far from you as he is from me. And it's also possible I got an antenna field feed cable problem now, I remember it. XYL, she said the other day she found some mouse doodars round the back, and of course they're mice. Well, they bite and chew everything, so could be one of them's got on the antenna cable as well. You never know. I'll have to find out some sort of a way to measure that cable or something. I don't know where to start, though. Obviously, that cat's not doing its job. Makes a lot of noise about it, though. Still copying through that G7UPN. I didn't read my S-meter on that short call in, but I'll give you a signal report on your next over. Well, it's your turn next anyway, isn't it, seeing you just called in? Yeah, you just called in, so it's your turn, yeah. I haven't heard any other regulars calling in, but conditions might be against us tonight. I heard a few sort of weak signals from the other side of the Watford Gap. Band gap, they call that, but it could be the foreign radiation as well. There's always a lot of difference on the weather, north and south of that gap, so it might be the pressure and humidity having an effect on with all that hot air in the band. There's a lot of... QRH1... Oh dear, sorry me fellas, it must be the hot air or something, but there you go, I suppose. Never used to be like that, no. Even the seasons aren't these days, you never know when they start and when they end now. And the changing all the clocks, that doesn't help now either, does it? You know, an hour forward and then 6 months later it goes an hour backwards, it's just not natural that. And if you think about it, the clouds in the sky, well, they don't have any clocks in. I mean, you come and join the net one Sunday in April, and all the signals are fine and clear, and then the next Sunday you come in, and all the signals are weak and down in the noise. Well, in the sky and the ether, and that, well, that's gone, hasn't changed its clocks, has it? So I think what we end up doing is trying to push our signals through the sky when it's really an hour or two earlier. Well, that's never going to work, is it? I mean, it's a different time of the day, isn't it? You can feel it. Well, no, I can. You know Jerry, don't you? Oh, no, hang on, it's Harold, isn't it? Harold, G9 Whiskey Hotel. Well, I always normally have a cup of tea with a single malt whole milk whiskey. Biscuit, after we start the neck. Well, except when it's the winter, because it's quite a little bit chilly here in the shack, especially if there's been any sunshine, because then the sun's gone down and then it gets a bit cold then, doesn't it? I do like that hot cup of tea just to warm me up a bit before I get down to it. Listening to everyone, that's what I like, you know. But then you come on next and the clocks have all changed. All the signals are different and it's still light outside. And I still feel stiff myself. It's an hour early, really, isn't it? And it's not the same as GMT we all used to stick to. So the sky and the ether hasn't changed either. Anyway, the XYL brings me that hot cup of tea and McMuff biscuit. And of course, it's all right, and I thank her for it, but it's the wrong time to drink it, you see. Because I'm used to the old time of having me tea, and now, when it comes, it's earlier. And it doesn't help at all. Gives me uncomfortable problems, that does. I get a most awful wind, and it must be my digestion working on that fibres in that whiskey or biscuit or something, yeah. Anyway, I have to get up and leave the shack 5 minutes just to put it out in the fresh air a bit, you know. Well, as long as it isn't raining, of course, if it's raining, I'll go and sit in the bathroom with the window open for a few minutes. That does the trick. I mean, I wouldn't want to go and wander outside in the rain and get a cough or the flu or anything. That'd be even worse. No, there's just too many goings on around the place these days, and you just can't get off with the way we used to do it these days. I don't know where the end is. Anyway, I thought someone just called in a couple of seconds ago. Just a couple of seconds, that was. And we ought to leave the frequency opening for his turn, you know? So please, go ahead, the caller from G1AZ and the net.
Hi, it's G7UPN up here on frequency. Course General 7, Uniform Peter Nightmare, night time. I was just calling in to
just calling in like the usual, like, you know, and how is everybody? Only I haven't been on too much lately, and we've had not too much good weather up here lately. It's been so wet and windy, and it's been blowing all over the place, and you could watch the trees here, they're swinging all over, and everybody's dogging. You got to really with this time, there's nothing else you can do really, dogging down all the hatches to keep rain out, as it were. Still won't bore everybody with weather and things like that. You can't measure about it, you can't do out about it. And did I hear Barry, G7PRA, in the net? Only his sound here, for we were a bit distorted. Like, it sounded like that speech presser or something. Like he was driving it line amplifier a bit hard. And then you don't get the... Of course, it takes a lot of thinking to get gear like that running right, doesn't it? Oh, I don't know what I was going to ask on here. Oh, I was building this antenna tuner for my G5 Victoria aerial, and I put it up another month, and then I saw I didn't have any so I was going to ask, does any of you have any idea where I might get some? And I was, see, it's the input and output capacitors. They got a bit around the 0.1 muffs or near that, and I don't need to be. Well, so I thought I'd get some, but they're not high voltage enough, and I was wondering if anybody had some. Still, I'll see how it goes. If anybody's got any ideas, I'd appreciate it, you know. And I'd like to. Time for somebody else, I suppose. I forget whose turn it is now. Oh, blooming heck, that's got next door's dog blowing now. Rah. Barking like a dog gone mad, it is. Someone said it with a bitch down the road, but of course it might get it lively like that, and with all this wind, well, I suppose it's to be expected, isn't it? Well, I suppose it, yeah, that could be getting him barking, couldn't it? Right, anyway, I suppose I ought to hand it back to Harold, G9IWH, with everyone in that, and all from G7UPN. Take it away, Harold.
Yeah, thanks there. It was G7UPN, wasn't it? Yes, I was just going to say about those... G7UPN, it's Barry here, G7BRA. Oh, I just can't turn the mic volume a bit right, and that should be clearer. So, tell me, only I heard you said you was after some caps for that antenna tuner. Only I got a box of them things, as it happens. I heard it'd be good conditions, coincidence, that, isn't it? All new they are, and they was made for the Air Force, and all qualified and that, but some bloke got the order wrong, didn't they? So they was made, but then Motorola didn't have a customer like, so I bought them off them as a bargain. They don't got the original packing, but they all good and tested, well, that's why they took the packing off, see, they had to unpack them to test them, see? So if you'd like a couple, please, well, let's talk about it somewhere else, but, like, it's just send me the Dodge and I can let you have a few. Let me know how many you want. G7BPUN, go right ahead, mate.
Very easy to put in the wrong way.
It were Harold should have been in, I think. Think you spoke doubled there, and are you there, Harold?
Well, I've been selecting those. It's not so much the value as the surge rating, because otherwise it'll just spurt out all over the place. And once you have a mess like that, it's an awful job to clean it up, so it's best not to use any second-hand ones like that, otherwise they might already be broken. Even with less than a muff, they can break, giving out all sorts of stuff that sticks all over the place, and it's not easy to wipe off once it happens. And it can prove to be rather expensive when you get down to it. I had it off once and I got it badly aligned, causing such a reaction that the end came off and the mess went all over the curtains. Well, the missus wasn't too pleased about that, but at least it wasn't dangerous and it was out the back here, not in the house proper. Luckily, I got off the chair quickly and I wasn't smoking or anything at the time. Anyway, back she comes to you from G9IWH.
Right, G9WYH and everyone else from G1AZ. Oh, and good to hear you joined us as well. Now I've forgotten your handle here. Oh, G7UPN, isn't it? Yeah, I know I had your name right on the tip of my head just before, and and now I find I've lost it. It's strange that, I mean, you were just on, and then you just got off, and then you gave it to Harold, didn't you? Yes, and did write about those tuning condensers and output capacitors. I've always used a couple hundred puffers in parallel on the output. It's always been enough for my experience. Never been someone for a muff or more in that position. You don't need that much. Oh, sorry, Harold. Yes, G9WIH it was. Yeah, it was you that just came on. I was meaning G7UPN, and I've forgotten his name. I was meaning he was on before, you know, not before you. I mean, before you. That was Barry. I can't remember now anyway. I think someone was on at the same time. I heard two stations here. Both you had good signals, but well over the 5 and 9. But being long top like that, I couldn't make it at all. That's probably what made me forget old G7UPN's call sign, actually. Oh, and Mick XYL, she just called me for another cup of tea, you know. Mind you, I can't have too much, you see. That'll be the second cup, and it gets me a bit restless, if you know what I mean. The last couple of years, it's got a bit more difficult, especially here in the shack, because I do a lot of sitting in the shack, and it's when I'm sitting down too long, you know. If I'm standing up, or at least walking around, well, I was going to say it's a bit better then, but that's not really true, come to think about it. But at least I don't have to get up, so it's easier to get off inside, and you know what I mean. Someone told me it comes with the years and so on, but I'm not convinced. I mean, for 60 years or more, I didn't notice it at all, and that can't be right. So I did look back a few years, especially after I last examined that long wire aerial feeder. Oh, you should have seen that. Every inch of the sheath, it was covered in dust and mess. Well, it was brand new and shiny when I put it up, and it's only been there a few years, and yet it's got so dirty. I think I know the real reason now, too. It's the economy, do you know that? It's the economy, and it's the same for the old health. It's all down to the council's fault. See, there always used to be a normal rubbish lorry doing the collections, and they'd always empty the bins twice a week, they did. And it's only now they started to argue about once a fortnight and all the crap in it, and... Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to... sorry for me bad language and that. Oh, I just slipped out. Shouldn't use that sort of words here, should we? No. No, sorry, all round for that. No, but it's just the sort of penny-pinching and bloody laziness they're doing now. That's the problem. I mean, they go to save a couple of shillings on a week by doing less bins, and you should see all the rubbish and dirt that causes. Bins do fill and stuff on the pavement. I mean, that's got to make a load of germs and bugs and things, and that's not healthy, is it? I went to the doctor and told him about it, and I said to him, I said about all the germs, and I said, you know, I said how it was making me hard sitting down. But he said he couldn't get to the bottom of it, and it was just old age. So he gave me a scripture to give to the chemists. Mind you, I think that was just an easy way for him to wipe his hands of the matter. Well, that's another story, that is, the chemists. Raining cats and dogs it was when I went to go there. I won't go into it here, obviously, just to say you couldn't read a word of that scripture. Not one word. I don't know, you'd think the doctors and people like that, they've got to talk and write proper English. Yeah, but they're worse than the rest of us put together, and even the chemist had to ring him up. Said it was all smudged and stuff. Well, firstly, he said I had to go back to the doctor, get another scripture. But I wasn't going to bugger off in that weather, and I told him on no certain terms. Well, he was a lady, actually. I've never seen her before, but she seemed to know who I was. And she ducked under the counter and came out with these pills. I can tell you they don't make a blind bit of difference. If everything, they make things worse, you know. I can't... they make you... Oh, they'd say... It's, they make it worse. They make it worse, that's what I'm on about. It's those pills, they make it worse in the throat. I know they do. Anyway, I hope my advice on that output capacitor helps, Harold. I mean, there's no point in spending a lot of money when you only need a small one, even though it has to handle the peaks. And it will do if there's a lot in the reflection. Anyway, back she comes, Harold. G9WIH with the rest of the group from G1AZ.
Thank you, Colin. G1AZ and the net from G9 India Whiskey Hotel. You know, I do think you just might have the call down wrong, Colin. Only I am aware that you like to have the details correct in all these sort of things. The call here is India Whiskey Hotel, IWH. and I thought I heard you calling in WIH, so naturally, of course, I could be wrong. As it turns out, I can't stay too long anyway in the nest. My XYL has just reminded we're going out to a concert tonight in High Beamington. It isn't too far away from here, but of course, I'll have to get out of this old shirt and tie and get changed properly and so on. Well, I'm really surprised there, Colin, when you mentioned your problems with the rubbish men. Oh, that must be really awful, having to drive by it all in the road. So I do hope it's not actually happening near you. Of course, if it happened up here, there'd be an outrage. We just wouldn't stand for it. Luckily for us, the collection tractor comes up our drive and takes everything away, and it's the same for everyone where we are. Not that we can actually see the road from our house. The willow trees in the garden get in the front, and we can't see the way for a start. Not that we'd like to live anywhere near a busy road, of course. I once thought of putting up my 160-meter dipole for top band with one end from a pole between those trees, but the XYL, she said she wouldn't like a wire hanging around there, so I had to put a support up behind the stables, which does a good job, really, with the other end near the woods end at the back. Must admit, I get less feeder cable loss that way, too. It's only AirCloud 1-inch low-cost coax for that one. Only works out at about 75 yards of the shack. Anyway, good to hear all these technical goings on from everybody, and I do look forward to our next get-together on the net. Must be buzzing off now. I'm sure there'll be lots of news and things going on in the meantime. 73's to all, and see you further down the log, as it were. And I'll pass it now to G7UPN for the next one. Cheerio, folks, from G9IWH.
Hi, from G9IWH, from G7UPN here, and roger about the top band dipole and trees out front. I'm thinking, you know, and I was going to ask you, what about the antenna tuning for top band? Must be you have to use bigger capacitors with antenna like that, only frequency less than you have to make, and you have to make them bigger, don't you? I suppose for tuning that you'd have to dive round for a few muffs to get what you need, and there's not too many of those around these days. Ah, then no. Meaning like, if you've got something like 680 puffs in 20 metres, then that's about average. And you'd need the extra down your end. Would you know if that dog's still having a go? It's way, it's barking well till he can tell his boss is never home. Anyway, comes back after hours in houses closed, and you know, he's had a few in there. And being local, probably takes it for a walk, ready barking all the way down lane. That horse and hounds place has a lot to answer, you know. Always open too late, making noise and that. Oh, and I'm talking about capacitors. Thanks for the offer, Barry. G7BRA, wasn't it? Yeah. Thanks very, very good of you. Nice to be thinking about it, but I don't think I'll need a bunch of things, really. And I wouldn't want to inconvenience the Air Force on out. No, it doesn't seem right, that. Not really. Not thinking about it. Anyway, I got my mate down there in Voxhover factory, and they often get a lot of parts down there they don't use, you know. I'll ask him about it next time I see him, and I'll be having a couple of pints with him tomorrow, probably. Right, it's getting a bit late for me here. I always take my mother a bit of hot chocolate in the evening, and she doesn't like to be kept waiting while I go on hours on radio. So I'd better call it a day, really. Oh, and I hope you clear up that bit of cough you got there, Colin. Those quacks, they aren't real doctors these days, you know. Oh, no. Best thing for that is resting that voice for a while, but I suppose you're already doing that. It's better for throat that way, you see. Anyway, it's getting a bit late here, so like I said, I'd better go and get that hot chocolate and hang up Mike. I'll pass it round to Barry, and I suppose I'll wish you all the best up next. G7PRA and all in the net, night and sleep tidy. G7UPN wishing you 73s.
G7 Upper Papa Northways from G7 Bra. Yeah, all copied and 5 and 9 down here and everything. No problems, mate. Oh, and Colin, with those problems sitting around too much and then having to piss about a bit, well, there's some other stuff you can get for that. My dad has it and he swears by it. And I reckon it helps him in bed, like, as well. Helps in the car with the driving and all, like. I mean, if you've got a long drive ahead and you've got a few beers, well, that's sitting around quite a lot, isn't it? Especially if there's a lot of traffic. I know where he gets it, man. I'll ask him if he can get some for you. No problem, like, make it easier, things easier, wouldn't it? Right, well, it's near the end of the net time, isn't it? It's good to have a bit of a netter, like we all do, and I've not had too much of the foreign stuff here on the frequency tonight either. Not much, anyway. Oh, hang on, there's someone on the front door. I better go and answer that. I suppose it was a mate I was waiting for, anyway. We're supposed to be going out tonight, right? I'll make this be final, yeah? See ya.
Righto, G7PRA and whoever's left in the net from G1AZ. Only I think a lot of you have signed on, haven't you? Or signed off, haven't you? Yeah. At least you were saying 73s and all that. I lost track of it after my third cup of tea, you see, and what with having to get up and everything, and well, I've nearly finished that cup now, and it's strange, really. It's always when I've got to the end of my third cuppa that it comes to the end of the net and everyone slips off. Still, it's always interesting here, and I do so much like licking and listening to everybody, telling how things are getting on and how everything that goes on in it, you know, with it, and how things are doing, people, I mean, and that's how we should all get off with each other.